KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. California has more children than any other state. But this morning, a new report ranks us 41st for children's well-being. The report, called Kids Count, ranks states in four sets of criteria: economic well-being, family and community, education, and health. California's best ranking? Health. We came in 23rd. Kids Count is published by the Annie E. Casey Foundation and the Oakland-based advocacy group Children Now. Ted Lempert is president of Children Now. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Joshua.
According to your report, California improved on most of the criteria from last year, like child mortality, grade-level proficiency is better, teenage births are down. But on three of the four economic sub-criteria, we got worse, including the percentage of children who live in poverty. What's going on here?
Well, what's going on is our kids are not faring well. And, you know, it's a real tragedy that we're in the bottom 10 among the 50 states in just about every indicator other than health, as you mentioned. And so kids are really bearing the brunt of the economic downturn we've been in. And then our performance in terms of education continues to be far below where it needs to be if we're going to have a success going forward here in California.
Let's talk more about the health rankings for a moment, where California did not great, but far better, coming in 23rd out of the 50 states. What is the state doing well in this regard?
Yeah, I think the health stats show that if you have a long-time sustained focus, that we can do better. So we rank best, 11th of the 50 states, is in the percentage of infants born at low birth weight. So we've had a real focus on prenatal care and infant care in this state, and that's showing in terms of relatively better stats. Although as a lifelong Californian, I'm not jumping around saying, yay, we're 11th. I'd like to be high in all these rankings, but we do better in infant health. And then in terms of alcohol and drugs use by our teens, we rank 25th, right in the middle of the pack. Those are some areas where we've really had sustained leadership and made those issues a priority.
You know, the 50 states are so very diverse, and it seems hard, and I have to admit, a little unfair to compare them directly. I mean, the top states overall tend to be more affluent, not as diverse, like Vermont, Minnesota. The number one overall state was New Hampshire. Is this a fair comparison?
Well, you raise a good point. We've got certainly a lot of challenges here economically, the diversity, the high cost of living. I mean, one of the stats in this report shows that our families have to spend more on housing than in any other state. That having been said, there's no excuse for us not doing better in terms of access to children's health insurance, access to education, making sure we're improving on our graduation ranks. And, you know, when you look about how the state prioritizes kids, there's a lot that our leaders in Sacramento and all of us can be doing locally to really make kids the priority. So, yes, we have challenges that some other states don't, but that's no excuse for some of these measures where we really have not been prioritizing our children.
Speaking of our leaders in Sacramento, I wonder how much you feel that statewide budget cuts factor into these results. For example, in education, your report shows that 75% of California's fourth graders score below proficient in reading. More budget cuts could come if the tax increase initiatives fail this November on the statewide ballots. How does all of that factor into these numbers?
Well, it factors in a lot. And, you know, one of our frustrations is these national comparisons are important. And on a per capita basis, California is in the bottom half when it comes to education funding. We are higher up on lots of other areas, such as corrections and law enforcement and others. So these budget cuts do take a toll, and we need to get serious about not just giving lip service to education, but really making sure it truly is the top priority in terms of funding. And you need to look at the national comparisons when you look at funding, because we do rank much below on a per capita basis. And so those stats that this report highlights in terms of where we're doing in terms of fourth and eighth grade scores and that graduation rate, I mean, the fact that we rank 42nd in terms of high school graduation, that's a bigger hit to our economy than the downturn we've been experiencing in the last few years. For us to have that many kids not getting a high school degree puts us in severe jeopardy going forward as a state.
And briefly, in terms of the other criteria, just so folks know, the number one state for education, not surprisingly, was Massachusetts. Vermont led in health, family, and community went to New Hampshire. Economic well-being went to North Dakota. I'm not sure what North Dakota has in common with California, but assuming they are somehow comparable, very briefly, what could we learn from these other states?
Well, I think we should look to the other states and say, you know, how are they prioritizing education, children's health insurance, and some other areas, and make sure that we become a leader in prioritizing our kids.
Ted Lempert is president of Children Now, an advocacy group based in Oakland that co-published this year's Kids Count report alongside the Annie E. Casey Foundation. Ted, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.
KQED's Lisa Alaferis has more on this study in her blog, State of Health. I'm Joshua Johnson. You'll find State of Health and more of the day's news online at kqednews.org.